just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Hello, listeners. I'm back. I really like that sound.
And that one.
Today I'm chatting to artists Andrew McLeod and Liz Moore, who are exhibiting together at Ivan Anthony Gallery with an opening party this weekend in the Arts District of Kay Road. Welcome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so Andrew McLeod and Liz Moore are both painters. Both work in oil paint and share the same studio. Both have a traditionalist approach to storytelling in that it's quite illustrative. I can see this potentially going down badly. But is this where the similarities end? Can you please describe the differences between your work to an art noob?
Whoa.
Is that too heavy?
Oh, no, not really.
It's the important differences, like sort of just personality in paintwork and composition.
So it's how really would a new person to art take that?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you're kind of, when you make work, any type of like culture or anything, you know, you're stuck with your own personality in a way, you know, whatever it is, playing guitar or anything, in a way you're stuck with your personality of the way you play, you know, and it's the same with everything, you know?
Yeah.
Brush strokes on a canvas, yeah, same.
I actually thought I was the next Colin McCann.
And then, wow. That's interesting.
And then one day I realised, actually, my work's nothing like Colin's.
Well, actually, it is kind of. In the way that, well, the lighting's, it's got the sense of space around the work. So Liz's work often has a singular, well, no, I mean, it changes, but often there'll be a singular person that's focused and they're dressed. And there, it's almost like portraiture, but it is. But there's the lighting that you have. I could see how you come to that conclusion.
Well, a collector came up yesterday and said, had a look at my work and said, our work actually, and said, oh, Liz, you know, this is totally unpredictable. And I said, I said to Andrew, well, actually, it's predictable because it's unpredictable. That's like, what I do really.
What sure. Did you say to the collector?
I didn't say that because I didn't think of it at the time.
Yeah. Did you just evil him or her?
No. I just laughed.
Yeah, you're like, I hate you.
Yeah, no, it was all good.
No,
it was
good
all
guy.
Good. He's good.
Guy.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. So it is fascinating to me that, and this kind of goes back to what you're saying before, Andrew, about the personality or the sound that comes through as a creative. I guess it's like instrumental in that you make a different sound creatively, expressively. So you guys share a studio still, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And you live together?
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't talk. That's how we manage to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's my question. So, your house must be like a non-stop art party painting love fest. And, how do you survive such immersion?
Well, I tell Andrew every single thing I'm doing. Like, I'm going to put the yellow on now. I'm going to put the red on now. And he just ignores me.
Yeah, because I'm putting the purple on. And it gets confusing.
Do you actually hear her, what she says, or do you just hear this kind of...
That's what he hears, I think.
No, I do hear, and then I have to make sure I'm not putting the yellow on. look at my brush.
Is there any shared facilities? Like, do you put your dirty brushes in one spot? Do you sharing paint palettes? Like, or then no, that would be a no-no, right?
We sometimes do. Yeah. Like, we sometimes go, I more often. I do go, I really need, have you got this colour?
Yeah,
I don't have any of it.
I can't do that to Liz's ones because Liz has even the more expensive paints. So and I use a lot more paint. So it's like use up a Series 7 Schmincke tube of paint, you know.
Should be like, where is it?
Whereas brush strokes. I might use a little tiny bit because my paints have lasted for years. And Andrew just uses a whole tube once.
Recklessly.
And
I can imagine.
Like, no, you can't use that.
Yeah,
but I'll use yours, thanks.
Have you ever considered separating studios? Well, you know, recently.
We'd get very, very lonely.
Yeah. It takes the edge off the cabin fever.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not that you still don't go kind of mad.
Yeah, of course.
Painting
you just
for long hours.
Yeah. We listen to audiobooks and that while we're working.
BFN podcasts.
We recently listened to this book called what's that?
Vodka Politics.
Oh, really?
Because we're going to we're visiting Russia in a couple of weeks. So
whereabouts are you going first in Russia?
We're going to Moscow first. Look at some great paintings, some Fayum portraits from Alexandria, and then look at some awesome Matisse's in Moscow, and yeah, lots of great stuff. Rembrandt.
I want to go and look at Lenin's corpse as well. Apparently, it's the best looking corpse in the world. It's the best preserved corpse. And
wow.
Yeah, I rather dig the idea of that, but I might have to queue for a while.
Well, the food over there is amazing.
Oh.
Is it? I've got a Russian flatmate, and she makes like gherkin soup and borscht, and it's like they've got this lovely bitter palate. There's a bitterness to, if you like pickles, like pickled gherkins.
Yeah, I love pickles. Yeah.
So.
I'm going over with gallstones, so hopefully I'm not going to be...
Does that mean you can't have pickles?
No, I just can't have too much fat, but I periodically fall off the wagon with that.
Are you allowed to drink with gallstones?
I'm not allowed to do anything, but...
Oh, man, that sucks.
But I find myself doing the opposite if I tell myself not to do anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can understand that. So, now, next question... You're celebrating your opening this Saturday with an art party at the gallery.
Well, you're well. Yeah. At 4 o'clock.
This is not a usual show opening day. This one goes till quite late as well, to 12 o'clock, according to the Facebook invite.
Yeah. No.
So this is actually quite epic. It's 4 till 12. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 8 hours of potentially quite a lot of alcohol to be consumed. So I'm just wondering, I really dig this, by the way. Great idea. What inspired the breakaway from a traditional weeknight opening?
I think it's our dealer coming back. He's been in Spain and Croatia, so he's just coming back. He got back in the country yesterday, so
He's going to have duty-free wine.
He'll be listening to this at the moment and going,
we're paying for the wine as well.
Well, we'll have to.
I'll contribute a bottle.
Yeah, bring your own, by the way.
Yeah, if you really want to get shit-faced, bring your own
really
wine.
Say that. People don't like that.
This is the last time I'm going to be allowed to interview anyone from Ivan Anthony Gallery on the radio. So what can we expect to see at this new show? It's new paintings and everything.
Yeah, it's paintings. I just made that up.
Wait a sec.
That was great.
Painting. So
did you like it?
Is it a painting of painting? What?
No, it's not meta. It's just like real insider.
So like...
Real insider painting.
Like lovely thick brush paint.
It depends on scale, because you can get that at a small scale like Lismore. You get the layers and the brushwork, the choreography of the movement all happening up, you know, in a smaller scale. Yeah. And you get it at me at a slightly bigger scale. Yeah. And it doesn't really matter. Who cares what scale? As long as it's amazing.
So his one brush stroke is about 50 of mine.
Yeah, hence he needs
to use cheaper. But they sort of look like the same shape sometimes, which makes no sense, does it?
Does it
micro macro?
Yeah, no, but it's intriguing.
I'm like there with a hairbrush on a meter size painting.
And how are you going to hang? How are you going to hang things?
Oh, we're doing it today, so it's going to be quite a job. But
because we want to mix all the work up instead of having
it. Mix our work together, you know.
Hanging
is really important,
and we're so very
really
different.
Really big part of it. Yeah, it's kind of like helping people understand the work in a way. Hanging and framing, two things. I should say. Hi to Tony and John Leach, friends from work, and they listen to BFM all day.
So they always do a great job of our
frames.
They'll
be laughing this year.
Any other shout-outs you want while you've got the...
Yeah, I have to say shout-out to my friend Eddie, who's got the show downstairs at the moment, downstairs from Ivan's at Power Bag. You know, he insisted that I say hi. But yeah, it's a great show.
Eddie Clemens.
Eddie's great.
It's all good. We're... You know, I'm going to try not going out drinking every night before my opening, and we'll try not to do that.
Wait, it's only
Did
this
last night.
Wait, what? Wait, what? It's there's only one night to get through.
Oh no, there's Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday night.
Friday
tonight.
Night.
That's true. Sorry. I don't get it.
Thursday nights don't count
for me because I have graveyard, so it's just like there's no. You don't get a night on Thursdays.
I was walking up the hill today to try and feel better from last night, and I thought. all the way up, I was repeating over and over again, do not go out drinking tonight, do not go out drinking tonight, do not.
Well, we'll see how you feel when it's hair of the dog time later on in the day. Anyway, that's all we've got time for this morning. So thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you very much.
Everyone should head out to the basically the biggest art party of the year at Ivan Anthony's Gallery. This Saturday, Andrew McLeod and Liz Moore will be opening their fantastic show, which I can't wait to see. It's at 312 Seacring Happy Road, which is on the corner of East Street. And go to ivananthony.com for more details, although there's nothing new on the site right now, but that's cool.
And it doesn't go to 12, it's just like, you know, from about 4 to maybe 8.
Yeah, we'll see. So
if you turn up at 11, no, we might not,
you won't
we
get
might
in.
Not be there in more ways than one, so yeah whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.